Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
The stable walls, once cold from stone and fear, now hum with warmth and the soft gurgling of a babe. It's been more than 3 months since the shepherds found us here. Rough men smelling of sheep and stars, whispering of angels and newborn kings. Their calloused hands, gentle on Jesus' cheek, were the first to anoint him, not with oil, but with awe. What a night that was! 40 days after the miraculous birth, Joseph and I traveled to Jerusalem for the purification ritual. We brought with us a one-year-old lamb, a gift from the shepherds for a burnt offering. My cousin Elizabeth gave us the money for a turtle dove that we offered as a sin offering. Her husband, Zechariah the priest, offered the burnt offering and sprinkled me with purification water. This ritual marked the transition from childbirth to motherhood, signifying cleansing and reintegration into the community. The animal offering symbolized atonement for any spiritual impurity associated with childbirth. The sprinkling of water represented spiritual and physical purification. After the purification rites, we took Jesus into the temple to pray. The incense smoke coiled around me, a fragrant mist blurring the sunbeams streaming through the temple gates. Joseph steadied my hand as we approached the altar. Jesus nestled snug against my breast, asleep despite the bustling throng. Then a voice, ancient and warm as desert sand, cut through the murmur. "My eyes have seen your salvation." An old man, eyes bright with tears, knelt before us, his trembling hands reaching for my son. Later, another figure, frail as willow branches, but with eyes aglow, touched my arm. "Blessed are you, Mother of the Light," she whispered, her voice a sigh of wind through olive groves.
In the cool dimness of the inner temple, Zechariah, the priest, with eyes like polished amber, accepted Jesus from my arms. My calloused hands, rough from years of shaping wood, felt clumsy against the soft fabric. It was Mary's touch, light as a butterfly's wing, that truly cradled our son, her whispered lullaby a shield against the unknown. Then came Simeon, an ancient oak tree bent with time, his beard like tangled roots. His gaze, clear as a mountain stream, pierced through me, seeing not just a humble carpenter, but a father entrusted with the divine. His words, a tremor in the earth, spoke of light and kings, of salvation and sorrow. His prophecy, a bittersweet song, echoed in my heart, a melody both beautiful and terrifying. Anna, a whisper of a woman, followed, her frailty belying a fire in her eyes. Her fingers, like sun-bleached leaves, touched Mary's cheek, weaving blessings into the air. She spoke of hope and redemption, of a dawn breaking in the darkness. In her quiet strength, I found my own courage, a flickering flame against the shadows. As we left the temple, the sun cast long shadows across the courtyard. My hand clasped Mary's, two lives forever entwined by this divine thread. The weight of Jesus nestled in her arms seemed lighter now, not a burden, but a promise. We were just three travelers on a road paved with starlight, guided by whispers of angels and the steady beat of my son's heart.
Joseph, bless his awkward heart, tries to maintain order, a carpenter building a life around divinity in a manger. He frets over leaking roofs, nooks stubborn goats, and whispers prayers under his breath, a man trying to bridge the chasm between heaven and earth with a hammer and a saw.
Me?
I spend my days in this symphony of cooing and gurgling, the scent of hay and milk, my new perfume. My body, a battlefield of childbirth, mends like cracked pottery, each twinge a reminder of the miracle it cradled. The nights are a tapestry of lullabies and quiet prayers, my whispered hopes dancing on the breath of the desert wind. Then whispers begin to snake through the village, carried on the backs of traders and gossips. Kings from the east, they say, guided by a star, bearing gifts fit for a crown. My heart, ever a skittish creature, flits between wonder and fear. Kings? Gifts? What have we to do with such pronouncements?
Tonight, the air hums with an unfamiliar tension. I pace, my sandals creaking like anxious prayers. The goats bleat like nervous prophets. And Mary, mother of the Anointed One, fusses over the child in the cradle. I have also heard whispers of regal visitors, in search of a king. Will they see him in this makeshift home? Can they see past the grime of travel, the poverty that clings to us like dust? Will they recognize the king in this mewling babe? Or will they find only disappointment in a stable adorned with cobwebs and straw? A thousand fears coil in my belly, vipers whispering doubts. What if we're not enough? What if this whole celestial affair is a cruel jest, a cosmic prank played on a peasant girl and her carpenter husband? Yet, as the moon paints silver stripes across the stable floor, something shifts within me. As I watch the child grasping his mother's hand, a calm reassurance washes over me. My fears, once vipers, now shrink to mere grumbling frogs, the sun of his presence drying up the swamp of doubt. No matter who comes, no matter what gifts they bring, this babe is ours to love and raise, a miracle entrusted to the hands of a remarkable woman and her simple husband. And if a star in the east can guide kings to this lowly stable, surely, surely, the hand of God can guide us. Let them come, these wise men from the east. This stable, this babe, cradles a truth that needs no golden crowns or jeweled offerings. Here, in the quiet symphony of straw and sighs, a king sleeps, his reign whispered not in trumpets, but in the soft cooing of a dove.
Straw dust pricks my skin, nestles in the folds of my shawl, a reminder of this humble cradle my son calls home. His cries, sharp needles against the night, weave through the hushed whispers of these strangers, men of spices and stars, their eyes shimmering with secrets like desert mirages. Melchior, the eldest, wrinkles etched in his face like ancient maps, lays gold at my feet, the weight of kingdoms, empires, a crown I never wished for my babe. My fingers tremble, clutching the rough-spun cloth beneath him, a shield against the glitter of stolen innocence. Casper, quicksilver laughter dancing in his gaze, offers frankincense, its smoke an exotic prayer curling towards the rafters. Does it mask the scent of fear, the metallic tang of blood that clings to their journey? His gift whispers of gods, of incense altars, a destiny too vast for these rough-hewn walls. Balthazar, eyes deep as desert wells, places myrrh in my trembling palm, its bitter tang, a prophecy etched in sap and scent. I see swaddled limbs contorted, a crown of thorns, blood staining the straw where my fingers trace his tiny hand. This gift, a balm for wounds not yet inflicted, hangs heavy in the air, a lullaby of sorrow. Their words, a foreign lilt woven with ancient stories, speak of kings, omens, a celestial beacon. My heart, a fragile bird in my chest, flutters at the echoes of prophecy. Is this the whisper I carried, cradled in my womb, a spark against the dark that threatened to consume us? They kneel, faces etched with awe, their reverence a mirror to the terror coiled in my gut. This child, milk clinging to his lips, his skin the color of earth, is their king? Can hope bloom in the barren soil of poverty, a savior cradled in straw instead of silk? I look at their faces, etched with journeys under a million stars, and see a reflection of my own quest. Each step through fear, each whispered prayer, each sacrifice woven into the tapestry of this moment. We are travelers bound by faith, pilgrims drawn to a light born in the dark. My fingers, calloused from the weight of this child and the churning within, touch his cheek. His mewling sigh becomes a song of defiance, a lullaby against the storm rising outside these walls. He sleeps, or oblivious to the whispers of kings and prophecies, a tiny fist clutching air, unaware of the weight of worlds he holds. And in that moment, cradled by the scent of spices and the hush of awe, I understand. This stable, this babe, this fragile hope, it is not just mine. It is a torch passed from hand to hand, a whisper through the desert, a star leading the way. We are all magi, drawn by a light we may not fully grasp, guided by a faith etched in the constellations of our hearts.